Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
I'm a strong independent DM. I don't need no Ben.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions. I'm Sean, the DM, and no, I'm kidding. I'm Lauren, the DM. Hey!
Yay!
Hey!
Yay!
And we've got Sean playing a new character. We've got Kyle and Stephanie, Matt and Ben. So, Sean, you want to tell us about your character?
Yeah. Are we doing opening quotes?
Yeah. No, fuck. I fucked that up. Don't give me this power. I'm scared.
It's your first day, literally.
It's your first day on the job.
See, Sean, she's already figured out how to cut out all the puns.
Yeah.
In just one session, she's figured it out.
Yeah.
My opening quote was going to be, I'm taking the baby out of the cage. I'm sorry about whatever happens.
I love it.
And I am playing a character named Clover Blossom. He is a mousefolk wizard. Things you would notice about him is he has a leg that doesn't function very well, so he uses a crutch. He's about 14 years old. He wears a dusty green cloak, and he's super excited about the world. So anyway, that's pretty much my thing for now of what you need to know.
Delightful. Ben.
Hi.
Hi. You want to give us an opening quote and a character description?
I'll give you a character description. I'll save my opening quote for next time. It's fine.
Fair.
So I am playing Throden Sariv, a lizard folk druid. Looking at him, he's green scales. He's 5'10". But he's looks a little bit taller because he's got a dark red crest on top of his head. So it kind of looks like a red mohawk. He's got one of his eyes is bright green. The other one, his left eye, his right eye is just a regular yellow lizard looking eye. And his back and shoulders are covered in mushrooms. And he's wearing a cloak that's kind of also covered in mushrooms.
He's a fun guy.
Wish.
Matt.
I am playing as a character named Fawnel. He doesn't have a last name. And he's a wood elf monk. I don't know why I said rogue, but he's a wood elf monk.
He's secretly a rogue.
And his only weak spot is on the top of his head.
But yeah, it's just he's a... relatively young. He's 110 years old, which is just barely an adult for elves. And he has short brown hair, hazel green eyes, and has typical monk outfit. But you do see strangely, and not strange, but an odd equipment on him is wooden gauntlets. He always seems to have a permanent smile on his face.
Sweet. Kyle?
I am going to be playing an aged old human named Urpax. And he's somewhere in his 60s. It's impolite to ask a senior gentleman his age. But I'm kind of a shabby looking traveler, street clothes. Everything you kind of didn't need to know about him is he's a storyteller. So he's a bard. But not the singing and dancing. Please don't ask. I am here to tell interesting stories about the world and, you know, travel and just take in interesting facts.
Nice. Stephanie.
Hi. So I am playing Raquel Underscotch, who is a water genasi rogue. I'm like 5'6", 75-ish years old. Or no, I am 75. So it kind of puts me at like 50, 60 human years. I am dressed pretty much like, not like, I want to say like fancy pirate-ish. Like, I've got more of a piratey look to me, but I'm very like well adorned. Like, I have big bangles and big earrings and I'm very shiny.
Okay.
I like the shiny. I'm like, you know, yeah. Like, I probably have like velvet, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm just very, you know, I'm very adorned, I guess is a good way to put it. And I think that's about it.
Sweet. All right. Then let's get into this. Okay. Sorry. I'm nervous.
I know. So am I. I'm super nervous. It's really weird looking at Roll 20 and seeing you with parentheses DM.
Same.
It was weird. I was waiting for Lauren to introduce her character.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm playing the DM.
I love it.
All right. Let's get this going. All right. Darkness. It feels like eternal blackness surrounding each of you. Dark wisps cresting your form. As you move your hand to inspect it further, the darkness moves like smoke and billows away. All of a sudden, you hear a voice commanding, "Move." Even though you're shrouded in the darkness, your foot finds the solid ground. You find your stride and eventually break into a run. As you begin moving, you see four points of white divine light in the distance. They seem to be converging into one point. And then you notice it. The darkness that was wrapping around you has been replaced by the divine white light. The voice speaks out again. "I dreamt I saw an endless plain with 12 great and terrible stars around me." There's a flash of rainbow colors that streak above you, and when you look up, you see 12 different streaks that make up stars illuminating the blackness. "I saw the open maw of darkness gaping wide to devour." The black smoke begins to rise, intercepting the colors. A giant mouth filled with sharp, jagged teeth forms and attacks the lights viciously. Your feet keep moving, pulling you closer to the other lights. "I saw good and evil in their eternal dance, spiraling to no true except that which was to destroy all things." There's a guttural growl, and as you turn to look over your shoulder, the smoke then turns into a massive spider with a terrifying elven face, its eyes glowing red. It's moving with an ungodly speed towards you, and fear pushes you into a sprint. "I saw a gathering of 5 points of light, a defeat of destruction and challenges beyond time and eternity." At this point, fear has practically taken over as the spider grows closer, but you finally clash with the other lights, and as you do, warmth spreads throughout your body, and a sense of hope seems to wash over you. The darkness is gone, but now the whiteness surrounds you. You feel the presence of 4 other souls. Irulan needs your help. Nallery needs your help. But more importantly, they need your help. For just a moment, you catch a flash of a scene. A massive web holding numerous humanoids in suspense. The webbing that connects to these individuals are like dark purple veins that seem to meld into whatever flesh is visible. The scene fades. Help them. It's at this point where your consciousness starts coming around and you feel yourselves moving. There's a creaking of a cart and footfalls just in the distance. As you try to sit up, you realize that your arms and legs are tied and there's a gag in your mouth. All of your gear has been stripped. When you finally get to the sitting position and you look around, you see you're not alone. You're in the cart with 4 other people. Whee!
Now, did you say we were naked? Wow. How were we wearing?
No, you're wearing your clothes.
No, oh, I just wanted really us naked. To be naked.
You
damn,
just want to be right. Naked. Kyle's the first to get naked.
Second season in a row.
When I look down at like my hip, do I see a small gray pouch there?
No, they would have taken it.
Oh no, they took everything.
Yep. Ooh. The only things you have are the clothes on your back.
You guys see a small mouse begin to look around frantically. Because we're gagged, right? We can't speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And our hands or legs are tied up.
Mm-hmm. They are indeed. And as you guys start sitting up and looking around, you notice that you're in a wagon. You're in a cart, a la Skyrim style. And your cart is being ushered by a group of drow. But it's being pulled by 2 horses. And you see 1 drider with the group. That seems to be leading. The drider is in close conversation with another drow up at the front who is on a horse. And you see something pass between them. And the drow takes instructions from the drider and races off away from everyone.
Now, do we have any sense of whether it's day or night? Is there any determining there, or is it just all the same?
right now, Irulan has been covered in darkness for a week. It's a little hard to tell, but go ahead and make me a survival check.
Ooh, I get to do a roll dice.
You do.
Well, let me. I have a character sheet now.
Do I Sean, just make, sh- do I make just... sure it's out of edit mode?
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Sorry, guys. And then I'm gonna click on survival.
Uh-huh.
A 15.
Okay, so it's you've kind of gotten used to the darkness, and you've been able to kind of help tell the time. Like, it's a little bit lighter whenever it's daylight, and it's still just that darkness when, you know, it's nighttime, typically.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could tell that it's getting a little late. In Irulan time, it's about 5 o'clock in the evening. the drow keep moving. What do you guys do?
Is there sources of light, or is it like pitch black? And if we don't have dark vision, we can't see.
Right now, it's pitch black.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have
do
dark
I
vision,
have dark vision. I don't think I do.
I don't remember.
Wow, I really should have elves. Taken light as a cantrip.
Elves have it, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good.
I do have light though, so I guess that doesn't really matter.
As a spell?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think for a second. Because technically you're bound and gagged, it would be hard to get off that spell. Fair.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Can I struggle to try and get my hands free?
Yeah, go ahead and you can either make me acrobatics check or strength athletics.
Okay, strength or athletics. I'll try athletics at a -1. I crit fail.
Oh.
With a total of 0, it's really hard. They know they're not.
If you guys are paying attention, you would see a little tear in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see you.
Yep, yeah. True.
I do, and I feel awful about it, so I try to do something about it. Can I use acrobatics to get out of these knots or anything like that?
You could do strength athletics or acrobatics.
I'll do acrobatics.
But it's like you're like twisting your hand to get free. Yeah. So you manage to.
I pop my wrists I dislocate them so I can get them out of the knots.
Ow.
Nice.
And pop them back in.
That's kind of badass.
All right, so you are free. What are you going to do?
I'm going to stealthily get to the little mouse folk.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to roll stealth for this?
Yeah, I would say yes.
23? Jeez.
Absolutely.
Wow.
They think that you're bound and you're not going anywhere, so they're easily. They don't really notice you.
I stealth over to... Clover and I don't know if that's his name or anything like that, but and I like take the gag. I was like, just keep quiet, okay?
And he nods at you,
and I start untying him.
Okay, so sorry, Kyle, what? Changed his picture in mid conversation.
Yeah, sorry, I had to switch from one dad to a different dad.
Do you untie my gag, or?
I took it out.
Okay, and you hear, hi, sir. Have you seen our stuff? I'm missing my bag.
I'm missing my stuff, too, but let's see if we can, let's get the rest of them untied and see if we can get our stuff out of here. Okay. I don't like these guys. They're kind of mean.
Okay, well, let's be pretty quiet about it, then. Okay.
Okay. It'd be like hide and seek.
So then, I guess I kind of start trying to help untie people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need a stealth on that?
Yeah, go ahead and roll me a stealth.
Do you need me to roll again?
15.
Hold on a hot second. Yeah, go ahead and roll me one more time, Matt.
This is probably when I start rolling bad.
Probably, but you know
what? It seems like I've taken the curse from you.
Oh, no. There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
So, Clover, you get over to the older gentleman across from you, and you start undoing his ties. And Fanel, you stand up to untie someone else, and the wagon hits a bump, and you just go tumbling down and let out a yelp, which draws the attention of the drow. and they quickly draw their weapons and start surrounding the caravan.
I think I just look around and it's like, you didn't see anything. To the drow, it's like, you didn't see anything.
And then you hear Clover say, sirs, ma'ams, I think we need to do something.
Lauren, could yes, I have dear. Been... I've been trying to, like, chew through my the ropes binding my mouth.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll me a... Fuck. I lost track of what I was saying. Strength, athletics, or acrobatics. And I'll go ahead and give you... I give you advantage of a strength because you were chewing on the ropes. And you've weakened them.
Cool. And I don't have any of my stuff, so...
Correct. You guys don't know where your stuff is.
Is he out of the cart now? Did you fall out of the cart?
He didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You just fell down in it. I didn't have you fall out of it.
Oh, okay.
I got an 11.
11. Okay. So you're trying, and it's fraying, but it's not going very far. Raquel?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything while this is all going on? Because now Drow's starting to approach.
Oh, they're starting to approach? I don't know. I might try to wiggle out of my stuff, but I'm not going to try that hard.
Wiggle. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm just not that concerned about it.
If I see her wiggling, trying to get out, can I assist to try and get her out really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not going to be stealthy about it now because we're already alerted. So is that something I can take 20 on, or do I need
to... No, because to take 20 would literally take a lot of time. So, Urpax, what are you doing? Well... this seems to start going south pretty fast.
So you said that they started to untie me. Did I get untied or no?
He started. Yeah, I'll say yeah. Because
That was different. Because if I was still tied up, I was going to be napping. if I'm untied, then I guess it's time to get up and do stuff.
All right.
So at this point, if I'm untied, I'm going to, I want to cast light, basically. Okay. So you're going to see, I don't have my staff with me, but I'm going to go to basically lift up my staff and go, oh shit. and then mumble some things and cast a light right on the card.
Awesome. And light fills up the area. So let's go ahead and roll initiative now. Why don't we?
Yay.
Oh my goodness.
Yay.
Starting off strong.
Yep, I've taken Matt's curse. I will take the mantle of that.
I gladly give it to you.
Okay. It's still too soon to tell, really.
Yeah.
Fennel, you're going first with the 20. What are you doing?
They're kind of
shying a little bit away from the light since it blew up. So there is that. They weren't expecting the light.
I am going to jump over the cart and do a kick on this guy in front of me.
Okay. Go ahead and roll an attack.
I'm going to minus one this roll because I don't have my gauntlets.
Okay, that's fair.
Does a 20 hit?
20 does indeed hit, my dude.
That is 6 points of damage.
Ouch, bitch. Okay.
And I am going to...
Wait, isn't it 5 because you don't have your gauntlets?
Oh yeah, 5, my bad. I am going to make an unarmed attack because I used an attack roll. I meant a normal attack.
Uh-huh.
Does a 26 hit?
Uh-huh.
That will be 6 points of damage and... one more for extra attack.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming a 9 misses.
9 will miss. So you kick, punch, and then you swing again for the third time, and they just duck right underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be your turn.
Yep. All right,
Raquel, you're up, my dear.
Okay, perfect. So I am going to attack the one that's behind me.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see, I'm going to use my rapier.
Uh-huh.
And does
Well, you don't have your rapier, baby.
Oh, God. Okay. No, that's
fine. Sorry.
Can I?
You can punch.
I know. I was like, I was trying to think if I had anything else. No, I don't. So yeah, I'm going to punch it. How do I punch it?
So go ahead and I believe it's just a straight up strength roll, right?
The strength?
Yeah. Well, she gets her proficiency bonus.
Yeah. So roll a d20, add your strength and your proficiency bonus.
Okay. So d20 plus strength and proficiency bonus.
Proficiency bonus is 3.
Right. Thank you.
I just figured I'd save you the.
No, that's a real thing because I was trying to. I added four.
Yeah, you land a solid punch, and that's gonna be what, a D4 plus strength modifier.
One plus strength modifier.
One plus your strength modifier. So what's your strength modifier?
My strength modifier is one.
Two. You do two damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
I am a strong, independent woman.
You don't need no bed.
If it makes you feel better, my strength modifier is -1. So if I punch them, it will literally do zero damage.
So. Okay. Do you have a second attack? Are you going to do anything else?
I can do uncanny dodge, so I can, you know.
That's a reaction.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Cunning action. That's what it is. Where I want to, like, move away.
Okay.
So I can move, like, I don't know, here.
Okay. Fantastic. The Drider sees that you guys start attacking. What is going on? Okay. And he's going to go ahead, or she, my apologies, is going to go ahead and move up to Fennel and yell at him and say, stand down. You don't know what you're getting into. Stand down. And she's, let me see. Da-da-da-da-da. Actually, yeah, she's going to do that. She's going to go ahead and cast darkness on you in that little area. Hold on. Okay. I don't know how to draw a yeah, sorry. Hold on. Where's that damn spell at?
That's a 20-foot radius, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to pull it up real fast. Oh, it doesn't say. I think it is a 20-foot radius.
So that's everyone's in darkness.
Fun.
So yeah, everyone is in darkness.
I don't like the dark.
Well, she doesn't like you attacking. So that's gonna be her turn. Throden, cool. You're up.
I continue trying to chew through my bonds.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say that since you were working on it last round, you managed to finally break free. And you can go ahead and make an action.
Okay. But my hands and feet are still tied up.
Your hands are free, but your feet are still tied.
Okay. In that case, I am going to let's go ahead and just lunge at the drow that I saw before it became dark.
Okay.
And I'm going to attempt to bite it.
Okay. So I got to ask you a mechanics question. With the spell light, does that show up in magical darkness or no?
No, I believe darkness dispels it.
Yeah, I feel like darkness wins.
Okay. I couldn't remember or not. Okay. So go ahead and roll me an attack. Just a straight up strength attack or strength roll with your proficiency, but you're going to be at disadvantage because you are dark.
But they are also unable to see.
Fair. Valid point. But you still can't see them.
Yeah, but I'm invisible, but they can't see the attack.
Okay, straight up roll then.
All right, cool. Does a 14 hit?
Just misses.
Damn.
You lunge at them and you feel like the brush of the cloak as they just kind of, turn to the side and you've landed over here now. All right. So that's the drow. They're actually a little upset because I don't think they can see in magical darkness. Lauren, this is a bad idea.
No, they can't.
This was a very, very terrible idea. Good job. So, okay, here's what they're going to do. They're going to shoot the last place that they saw you guys. So this drow here in front of Clover is going to shoot where it last saw Clover. And it is going to be at disadvantage. It's okay because it rolled a natural 1. So it missed. This one is also going to take a shot at Clover, which is an 8, which is also going to miss. It's going to take a shot at Kyle.
Urpax.
11. This is going to just miss. Sorry, Aprax. My bad, dude. And then this one is going to take a shot at where it thought it saw Raquel. Well, no, it saw Raquel. Where did my thing go? 12 hit you, Stephanie?
Hey, what? 12. Shit, does that hit me? No, it does not.
Now, you said we don't have our gear. I'm not giving you a mask. I'm just kidding.
It's like, shh.
Okay. and then the drow that got hit by Fanrel is also going to take a shot. It's definitely not going to hit. And wow, I'm rolling shit. But then this one didn't see Throden throw himself at them. So he's going to shoot where he last saw Throden, which was directly across an 18... 20, he hits his buddy. and his buddy has to make a constitution saving throw now. And failed.
Well, I guess we know who's the MVP in this fight.
He's doing great. You just hear cursing from the other side, and you're not quite sure what's going on. Urpax, it's your turn. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Urpax.
Okay.
So I can't see shit, right?
Correct.
Here's a debate on spell language. Vicious Mockery says something, but then immediately says another thing that makes me feel like the first thing doesn't matter. So it says, you unleash a string of insults laced with blah, 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 but it's at a creature you can see within range. So that sucks, because I can't see the creature.
Correct.
But the next line says, if the target can hear you, it must succeed. It's like, so does it need to really see me? It seems kind of like bullshit. If I generally know where the creature is...
Okay.
And like, if I saw them 3 seconds ago and then someone cast darkness, do I need to know exactly where they are for that to work? Or do I need to just...
Okay, so this is a good solid point, Kyle. Thank you for bringing this up. I'll say, go ahead and roll me our Arcana check.
All right, sure. 21.
You know that if you point it at the person that you last saw, it's going to hit. We'll do that. How about that?
And so then I just, I'm going to taunt them and just say, your mother would be very upset with you. They need to roll a wisdom saving throw.
It's a constitution. Which are the drow that was in front of you?
So the one that, it'd be this, yeah, I guess it'd be this one right here in front, right?
Okay. Yep. Okay. So a constitution saving throw?
Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom. My apologies.
Oh, hold on. That's not all. That's only rolling 1d4.
Yeah, I was going to say.
2d4. So it would take 3 damage. It's a DC 16.
Okay. So it failed at a 9. 9.
3 psychic damage.
Cool.
Thinking about how upset his mother would be. Or her. I don't actually know. I can't see.
You just
see.
Hear little, my mother loves me. Okay. Clover, it's your turn.
Okay, so question, did you say anything, Urpax? Oh, wait, no, not Urpax. Who is
Throden?
That? Throden.
No, I just lunged at him with my teeth and missed.
Okay, so here's my issue. Okay, so basically you guys hear Clover say, oh my gosh, adventurers. And then under his breath, he's like, don't mess this up. Do Colin proud. Remember, we're all serving the same goal. And then he stands up as you feel like a ricketing on the cart with his little weak arm as he stands up on his one good leg. And he's going to cast Grease on this area because he didn't see Throden jump out there. All he saw was the Drider was there. And he's trying to protect Fennel. So a area of, what is it? Grease covers the ground in a 10-foot square within range. It's difficult terrain for the duration. When the grease appears, each creature standing in its area must pass a dexterity saving throw or fall prone. So those drow and the drider and Throden need to make a dex
save. I'm pretty sure I'm already
dex
prone.
Save.
Oh, yeah, you're prone.
Yeah, okay. He is.
Okay, so that area is greased.
I'm going to go ahead and do the drow all on... See, that's 3 drow.
It's 2 drow and the drider.
Two drow and the drider. So the drider rolled a 10, so he fails, or she fails, my apologies. And then, you got a 9 on one drow and a natural 20 on the other drow. So I'll mark which ones are prone. That one's prone. I don't know what else to other mark it with, so. Oh, here, we'll do that. There we go. Yay. Oh.
Why are the icons upside down?
Because God hates me. and I was actually going back and reading Magical Darkness. It's a 15-foot radius, not a 20-foot radius. So that means if it was centered on Finn...
It'd still be everybody.
It'd still be everybody.
It'd be everyone except for this guy.
Yep. But there's like a dark sphere, so he can't really see anyways. So... Fennel, it is your turn.
So I don't know that he fell, and correct. I'm just going to keep attacking.
Okay.
And I'm assuming this is going to be at disadvantage.
Yes.
Does prone grant advantage?
Does.
So then it would just be a normal roll.
A flat out roll. Okay. Yeah.
So that's going to be a 25 to hit.
And it hits, and you hear...
That's 9 points.
You hear a soft, oh, and then nothing, as he is now dead.
Hmm.
So there's the red X. There you go.
So I guess I can tell that he's dead, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my memory to remember that there's somebody here. And I'm going to use my Radiant Sunbolt at disadvantage.
Okay.
Does a 14 hit?
14 will not hit.
Oh. It is Radiant Light, so does that do anything?
No, it's negated.
No.
It says yeah. It dispels all light.
Yeah.
It makes a cool sound, though.
It does. It does. And was that two sun radiant sun?
No, just bolts? One.
Just one. Okay. So yeah, no, the 14 misses. All right. Is there anything else you're going to do?
I think I am going to go in deeper into the darkness.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Okay. So as I come on to Raquel's turn. Raquel,
hold on. You stepped on the
just
grease.
Just kidding. Oh, you did step on the grease.
Oh.
Slippery dexterity saving throw?
Because I don't know there's grease down there.
No, correct. It's a real thing.
16.
16. What's
your DC? My spell save is 14.
So I'm pass. Good then.
Okay. So Raquel, as it comes on your turn, you're trying to figure out what to do. You're kind of lost in the darkness. Roll me a perception check real fast.
Cool. 15.
Okay, you hear something on the cliffs above you, but because you can't see, you're not really sure what it is, but you just kind of brush it off, and then you hear a loud, ah! And the darkness is gone, completely gone. And the Dryder stops and kind of looks around to see what the hell happened, but it's now your turn. The darkness is gone, and you can see.
Okay, do I see my equipment?
Roll a perception check.
Cool. 21.
Yes. You see a chest at the front of the wagon. Okay. Here, we're going to freehand this shit. Boop. Chest. That you think may have your gear. It has a lock on it.
Okay, cool. I'm going and I'm picking the lock.
Okay. So go ahead and roll me a dexterity check, but add your tools proficiency.
Okay, so dexterity. Whoa. Okay, and then...
Right, Ben?
What, for...
For picking locks?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the saving throw. You need a...
it'd be the same roll, okay. Though.
It would be. So, what are you picking it with, babe?
I mean, I have things. I have thieves' tools.
In the chest, though.
Can I punch it? No, but can I, can I pick it up and try to smash it, though?
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah,
sorry,
absolutely.
I'm like not used to not having my shit.
I know.
Like, okay, so what do you want? Like strength or something?
Yeah. You pick it up and you just chunk it on the ground.
20.
Okay, yeah. You pick it up and you chunk it on the ground, and you can see that the bottom, you actually splinter a bit of the bottom. So if you were to lift it back up, the bottom would just fall out.
Okay, so I'm going to lift it up and I'm going to find my stuff.
Okay, I'm going to say that you find your stuff, but that's going to be the rest of your turn.
That's okay.
Okay. And now it's the Dryder's turn. The Dryder is looking around trying to figure out what the hell happened. But then it also sees Fan right in front of him, or in front of her. And then she's going to go ahead and do a bite attack on him. Will a 13 hit, Matt?
It does not.
Okay. And then it's going to go ahead and do two more attacks on you with its longsword.
Okay.
25 hit.
That does.
7 points of slashing damage.
Ow.
Oh, that's a natural 20.
Yeah, that hits.
Wait, it has disadvantage because it's prone.
Oh, shit. You're absolutely right. Thank you, darling. So we'll say the bite still misses. The longsword. We'll go ahead and roll that first one again. A 13 misses, right?
Yep.
And then for the second one, it was a 15.
That misses.
Okay, so none of those attacks hit you. Okay, cool.
Thank you, Sean.
I did a thing in D&D.
You
guys,
did.
I'm learning.
You did.
I like to think Fonel's just like using the grease to like glide between the sword strikes.
It's going to try to use, like, I guess, half its movement to get up again. Do I need to make a check or anything?
No, it's just half your movement to stand
okay.
up.
Okay.
Well, so, although you are Greece... in Greece.
Yes, what I was asking for.
John, did you click the Greece button?
I can. Let me click it.
Yeah, click it, because then it'll say what it says. Magic.
Oh, enters the area or ends there. Must also succeed on a dexterity save.
Oh, I didn't read that. So then you would have ended your... you entered and then you ended your turn finale, so you would have had to have rolled another dex check, but...
Yeah.
So it sounds like you can stand up, but at the end of your turn, you might fall back down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
If you're still in it, though.
Yeah, so you can... So it sounds like unimpeded, you can stand up and leave the zone. But if you stay in the zone, at the end of your turn, you might slip and eat shit.
Okay. Yep, so yeah. Then she's going to take a 5-foot step there.
But that's an attack of opportunity from... Ooh,
yes, it is.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm really trying not to backseat DM. I'm just trying to pay attention to my spell.
I need this because I'm trying to make sure I'm not completely fucking this up. But Throden, you are prone.
Yes, so I have disadvantage.
Yes.
All right. Does a 6 hit?
Nope, it does not. So you swipe at her as you're on the ground and it misses completely. Throden, it is your turn.
Cool. Can I take a bonus action to try and untie my legs?
Yes. I will say yes, absolutely. So your legs are untied. And now cool. What are you going to do for your action?
I am going to stand up and get out of this weird greasy spot.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... I've got to see which things I can actually cast. Nope, that requires material component. It's not helpful here. Material component. Material component. Material component. Material component. Let's go with this. Can the Drider make me a constitution saving throw?
Of course. Hey, I closed my sheet and I'm really regretting it. Constitution?
Constitution, please.
How's a 13 do?
A 13 does not do.
Okay.
As Throden casts... blindness/deafness on the Drider.
Okay.
And they are now blind.
Okay. Noted. Cool. Okay. All right. It's the Drow's turn, and now they can see what's going on. One of them is going to go ahead and make an attack on Fennel, and then he's going to go with his 18 to hit Fennel.
Hits.
You take 3 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
This Drow's going to turn around to Throden, and then he's also going to make an attack. 23?
Yeah, that hits.
26 points of damage. This
I'm sorry, how much?
Oh, sorry, 6 points of damage. I'm coming for you, bitch.
You're mine.
This Drow over here feels really bad looking at Clover, but so he's going to go ahead and just go, you just lay your hands down. And if we don't have to do this, don't make me shoot you, little one.
And Clover's going to say, I'm full-sized, not fun-sized. Do what you will. I'm an adventurer. Oh, my God.
He looks very taken aback. It's like, oh, okay. And shoots you. But rolls a natural 1. But he's, super unsure about it. and then... Pax, you're going to get shot at as well. They only have 1 attack. 13 to hit?
And misses.
All right. And then, Raquel, a crossbow comes at you. A 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. 9.
You fail. You are poisoned for a while.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, she's also unconscious.
No, she's not, actually, because she failed by 9, 10, 11, 12, 4. Oh, if it's 5 or more.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Is this
dead.
Is this Drow unconscious, though?
This one?
No. Yeah, didn't one of them get shot?
He did, but he's still alive.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if he... I know he failed the con save. I didn't realize it was by 5.
Yeah. He did fail it, but he failed it by 2 or 3. It wasn't a whole lot of fail. So he's still up. And then... Urpax, you're up. You can see everything now.
I can see everything. Now, which was the Drow that just attacked Clover?
That one right there. Mm-hmm.
And which was the one that just shot Raquel?
This one right here.
Perfect. Okay. So then I'm going to just go to the one in Clover, which is the one I run in front of Clover, which is the one I did Vicious Mockery to last time, too. Mm-hmm. And just say, you don't even know how to shoot a crossbow. can they roll a wisdom save?
Yeah. 16.
So ignore the bottom damage. I'm going to delete that, but it takes 8 psychic damage.
Okay. Even though
it succeeded.
Well, I still dunk on him for being bad at shooting a crossbow.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. He just kind of looks at you. He's like, "'Tis a little boy. I feel bad."
You should. You should.
Is there anything else you're going to do this round?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Clover, you're up.
Clover looks at Fennel and then looks like really scared, and he's like, "Oh, sir, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there. I wouldn't have cast that spell. Here, let me help you." And he's gonna cast haste on Fennel.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think Fennel is just like, "It's okay, little one. It kind of makes this fun. It's like I'm skating on the ground."
And Clover beams at you, like really excited that he's helping.
The drow looks very confused. "Oh, so it's okay for him to call you little one, but I can't. Okay."
He was endearing about it, sir.
Is there anything else you're going to do, Clover?
Sean, you should also click haste so Matt knows what it does.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Ben, I think I know haste.
Because I think it would provoke an attack. Am I in the cart, but is it going to provoke an attack of opportunity if I start to make my way to the front of the cart?
I'm going to say, since you have the higher ground, no.
Okay, then he's going to make his way hobbling, like, because his crutch is probably in the thing. So he's, like, holding onto the railing of the cart and, like, hopping on one leg to, like, make his way to the front of the cart. Okay. So he's going to make it to the front of the cart, kind of next to Fennel, and see the gear there.
Mm-hmm. The gearbox is kind of crashed on the ground next to Raquel. I just didn't move it because I'm lazy.
Okay, then I'm just going to make my way right there.
Yep, perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Fennel, it is your turn.
I am going to attack this guy in front of me.
Okay.
And let's see. Does a 17 hit?
Yes.
That is going to be 8. Second
okay.
attack.
Okay.
I'm assuming a 10 misses.
10 misses.
A crit misses.
Crit does miss.
But I use my bonus action for a key point, so I get 2 more attacks.
Okay.
Does a 25 hit?
Yes, it does. And as you hit him this one last time, he falls.
Sweet. And just like you see a flurry of blows, like in the last one, he actually goes and trips him and he smacks the back of his head against the cart.
Okay.
Did you take your additional action?
Yep.
Okay. And then you also need to make a dex save because you're still in the grease.
Well, yep. He still has one more punch, say. Too.
Yeah.
But and you make the dex save at advantage because you're hasted.
Yep. And one more strike on the Drider.
Which is biased. You have advantage.
Oh, okay. Yep. 25?
So a 25 will hit.
That is 10 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm just all over the place. Awesome. Yeah. And advantage on dex saves, you said, Ben? No,
Yeah. Sean? Yeah, it says it on the thing. Yep.
23?
Yeah. That saves. It's a 14 for mine.
Oh, okay.
All right. And are you moving? Are you staying there?
I am going to stay where I'm at because I'm just having too much fun in the sliding around the grease.
Raquel, right before you go, you hear a loud whoosh and a giant fireball just comes shooting out from the cliffs and hits the Drider. But it's aimed where it's not going to hit Fennel. So you see this giant fireball hit the Strider, and it just keeps getting engulfed in flames, and now it's screaming. It can't see what's going on. It's flailing and it's screaming. Raquel, what do you do? You have your gear.
I have my gear. So I'm going to go back up to the dude that I've been fighting, and I'm going to take my rapier. Disadvantage, too. So 9?
Nope.
Perfect.
Do you get a second attack?
Do I get a second attack?
No.
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
Okay. I couldn't remember with Rogue's fifth level or not. Okay. Anything else?
No. It's fine.
Okay. All right. It's going to be the Drider's turn, and it's reaching out trying to find something, anything to hit, but it keeps just swiping air. It's not sure where Fennel went, and it's trying to put out its flames that since it's been caught on fire, and he's going to spend the rest of his turn doing that. Throden, it is your turn.
It does get to make another con save at the end of its turn.
Ooh, it does. Okay. So we're going to do a con save. 7.
That's still a fail.
Yay. Oh, wait. Yeah. 7. Yay. Hold on a second. Yep. Okay. Throden, you're up.
Okay. Throden is going to... Yeah, he's going to bite at this drow again in front of him.
Okay.
Just trying to deal with this threat in front of him. Does a 6 hit?
No, it does not. It does not.
Okay, this is going great.
It's fantastic. Anything else, my dear?
No.
Okay. So now it's this drow is going to swipe at you since you bit at him. Will an 18 hit?
Yes.
4 points of piercing damage. And then this drow over here that was attacking Clover earlier is going to turn to Prax and shoot at him. Will a 14 hit you?
Nope.
Wow, they just suck. He looks a little sad and crestfallen. The one behind you is also going to do the same thing and try to shoot you. 14 is still going to miss.
Still misses.
And then this one over here with the sword is going to go ahead and facing Raquel is going to go ahead and stab at her. 12.
That does not hit.
This is the most anticlimactic fight ever, and I'm really sorry.
We're on low level. It's fine.
We're not that low level, realistically.
Right. Urpex, you're up.
So the one that I've been attacking in front of me is still alive, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going
to... Emotionally defeated.
I'm going to, like, stand up. I'm going to, like, stand up and stretch. Am I going to have to really get my hands dirty and do another just same bullshit cantrip? Because I can do that an endless amount of times.
So another wisdom saving throw?
Yep.
14. It fails this time.
4 psychic damage.
He just looks really sad. Just no one believes in me. Anything else?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm still standing on this cart. Seems to be working for me.
Okay. Clover, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to reach over the side of the cart and grab my crutch and my pouch.
Okay.
And I'm going to stand up with my crutch and I'm going to say, I'm a whole me again. And you guys need to know that Colin always said there's a cost to things. And your actions today are showing that there's a cost to what you're doing. You should stand down now because adventurers always win. And he's going to reach into his pouch and I'm going to roll a d8. 6. Let me see what that is. A giant badger. He pulls a giant badger out of his pouch.
Is it a honey badger?
It's a pretty big badger. And he says, or Jerry's gonna deal with you. And Jerry kind of snarls standing next to him. And I think it's an action for me to do that, to pull that out of the pouch. So yes, so that's my action.
Okay. Does
Jerry get to go though?
Jerry does get to go.
Okay, so I gotta pull up Badger, a giant badger.
And you thought you didn't need the monster manual, Sean.
Right?
Sean, you're awesome.
I'm very excited about this character.
You are. It's just ridiculous.
The badger's gonna go help Raquel with the one she's fighting, and it's gonna make 2 attacks, a crit.
Oh, okay.
And... an 8. So the first one's a crit, so that's going to be max damage. So it's going to be 7 piercing damage.
7 piercing damage. Okay, you see this badger just run up to this drow, bite in, and just shake it like a rag doll. And the drow falls limp, and he is dead.
And Clover looks very happy.
Sean, take inspiration, baby. I'm proud Thank of you. You.
I'm so excited. So I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm like beaming ear to ear right now sitting and playing. This is so exciting.
Fennel, you're up. You are in the grease area still.
Yep. I am going to beat up this drider.
Okay.
Punch, punch, punch.
I'm sorry, that's trademarked.
Does a 16 hit?
No.
You have advantage.
Oh, yeah.
You do have advantage, so...
17?
25.
A 25 would hit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
17 will not hit.
Okay. That Let's see, I got one more because of the haste.
Okay.
Does a 26 hit?
26 does hit.
I'm at 25, sorry. That is going to be 9. 14. Let me see if I did my math right.
Yeah, 14 total.
Yep, 14 points of damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to use a key point to do 2 more strikes.
Okay.
Does a 21 hit?
Yep.
That is 12 points of damage.
Cool. It's still up. Are you ending your turn there?
I'll go ahead and move over here. I'm just like going between each leg. Like I kind of see Fennel just like going between each leg, punching the abaddon of this spider hybrid and having some fun out of it.
Okay.
Gut shot.
Perfect. Raquel.
Okay. What's she doing? I'm going to move a little bit further, but before I'm going to be, oh, thank you, dear. That was so sweet of you. All right. And then.
And just all smiles your direction. Yep. Just all smiles.
I'm going to go and try to hit again with my rapier. Ooh,
negatory, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. So fail.
Yeah, you're poisoned. You're just not feeling very good.
No, just not able to do it.
Do you have any bonus actions you want to take?
No, I'm still okay. I'll be all right.
Okay. All right. So this time it's the Drider's turn. And it's going to go ahead and it hears you taunting it and it feels you punch. So it's going to try to attack, but it's going to be at disadvantage. But she reaches down to try to bite you. Okay. 17 to hit?
That misses because the haste gave me a +1, so I have an 18.
Fantastic. So then she's going to go ahead and make her last 2 attacks with her longsword. Natural 1 and an 11 miss.
Those miss.
And then she's going to go ahead and make a constitution saving throw, right, Ben?
Yep.
Okay. 12.
That is still a fail.
As you could just hear her just scream. All right. And then throw it in. It's your turn.
Okay. All right. Well, I probably should have done some of this sooner. So Throden is going to, you see the mushrooms growing out of his back, kind of, they seem to like grow a little bit and glow slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And, Throden seems to become stronger as this happens.
Okay.
As I'm activating my symbiotic entity ability.
Okay.
As that is a action to do that though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
And that gives me a bunch of temporary hit points.
20, I believe, right?
Yep.
All right. That's really cool. Okay. So the drow that's standing in front of you kind of looks taken very aback at the fact that you almost, you just seem to start getting buffer or bigger just with the mushrooms on your back. And it's kind of contemplating life right now, but it has a mission to fulfill. So,
well, first, since it's starting its turn within 10 feet of me, and I have remembered that I had this ability, it needs to make a con save.
Okay.
Welcome to the thrall that is Ben.
12, right?
Okay, that's a fail. So spores are erupting out of the mushrooms on my back.
Okay.
And it's going to take 6 necrotic damage.
Oh, damn. Okay. Their eyes just go wide and their face actually pales just a little bit as they mutter, I didn't sign up for this. And it's going to go ahead and make an attack on you. Will 13 hit?
That bounces off my hard scales.
Cool. He's starting to look a little worried. This one over here is tired of being taunted by the bard. So he's going to go ahead and take a shot at him. Will 14 hit you?
Nope.
Probably not. And then the other one here is getting accosted by Raquel and a badger. And it's going to go ahead and attack. Raquel, will a 12 hit you?
It does not.
All right. Those are those churns. Or packs.
To the guy who just keeps shooting at me. Can you imagine how embarrassing it is to not be able to shoot an old man with a crossbow?
I couldn't shoot a child either. What do you expect?
I love her, Pax.
You are an embarrassment. a wisdom saving throw.
A 10.
Well, 4 more psychic damage.
I love this guy.
At this point, the drow just looks so upset he just sits down and starts crying. My mother didn't love me.
I can see why. She said I was a disappointment.
Did you ever think maybe the problem was you?
That was the worst. Oh. I just want to make Musa proud.
Keep trying.
I try. That's so it. Hard.
I sit back down.
Kyle, you kill me sometimes.
Clover, you're up.
All right. So Clover's going to reach into his pouch again and pull out another giant badger, and he's gonna be like, Jerry 2, go get him. And another badger's gonna pop out. So the first badger is gonna attack the one that Raquel, actually they're both gonna attack the one that Raquel is attacking. So Jerry 1 is going to strike twice, a 9 and a 16.
16 hits.
Okay, so that's gonna be
I'm so delighted.
4 damage against him, and the other one's going to attack a 22 and an 18.
Okay.
So that's going to be 3 damage and another 3 damage.
Okay, so the first badger swipes and the drow ducks, and the second hit, he knocks him prone. The second Jerry 2 comes rushing in and just mauls him, and he is dead.
This Yay. Little pouch is a lot more effective than I thought it would be.
No kidding. Burm, burm. All right. Fennel, it's your turn. I'm sorry. Sean, was there anything else that Clover was going to do, or was that it?
Clover is just over the moon happy right now. You guys see this, like, doughy-eyed mouse just so happy right now to be adventuring.
Fair. All right. Now, go ahead, Matt.
I think Fennel's just going to keep pummeling this poor Dryder.
Okay.
I kind of feel bad.
Okay.
Oh, does a 20 hit?
20 does hit.
How about a 24?
24 hits.
Okay, one more. 21?
Yep.
Key point, so 2 more attacks.
Okay.
Nat
20.
Yeah, Whoa. Does a 21 and nat 20 hit?
Yes, of course.
Let me add that up real quick.
Pretty please, because I don't want to do math. That's why you're here now.
That is 43 points of damage.
Spicy. Okay.
It's still up?
Yeah, it is.
Damn. It's just like you just see Fennel just like go into a series of technical punches and kicks, like, and then he just like jumps up and does a roundhouse kick on the face.
Oh, okay. That stuns her for just a second, and she just starts yelling out a slew of curses in Elvish, which you understand completely.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Raquel, your turn. The drow that was in front of you is dead, thanks to 2 badgers.
Sweet.
So I'm going to use my short bow to hit this one that does not work.
Dang it.
I don't like this whole poison thing. How long does this last?
I believe for an hour or until you are cured.
Oh, Jesus. That's an eternity in D&D time.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why drow are OP sometimes.
I'm just going to chill.
That's how they captured some of you guys. All right. It's the Dryder's turn, and she sees
nothing.
She sees nothing, but she seethes. She goes, the one ruler, he will destroy you. You are but pawns in his game. And and try to bite at you again. Still at disadvantage, still that's a natural 1. And then she's going to go ahead and try to do 2 longsword attacks. 13 hit?
Nope.
And a 14 doesn't hit. So she that just misses, and she just yells more curses in Elvish. And then that brings us to Throden. It is your turn.
She does get to make another con save.
She does make a con save. Thank you, Ben. 22!
She's no longer blind.
And she... She shakes her head, and her eyes clear, and they focus in on Fennel.
Hello.
All right, Throden, it is your turn.
Excellent. Looking around, do I see any weapons laying on the ground?
Okay, so yeah, you see 2 short swords. you see two, there's two bodies of here's a drow and here's a drow, and you see that they do have gear on them.
Short swords is not gonna help me.
No, there's also two bows. There's a drow. There was a drow.
All right, well, Throden is just going to resume attempting to maul this drow in front of him.
Okay.
Does a crit hit?
Yes, it does, Ben.
Yes.
Roll that damage.
That is a whole, 11 damage.
Oh, nice. So you just clamp down on this drow, like on his shoulder and right around his neck almost, and you just shake him, and he is dead. Whee!
Oh, nice.
All right. It's the drow's is there anything else?
Yeah, I was going to try and run over to find my stuff.
Okay. You can make it. You have a speed of 30. Yeah, you can absolutely make it to the chest, and you can start rifling through and pulling all your things. What path do you take?
I probably go through the grease, so I'll make a dex save.
Okay.
I believe it's also difficult terrain, so it's going to take extra movement, I think.
Yeah. So...
I can still make it.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. All right. So this drow is sitting on the ground crying. and he's going to try to shoot Urpax one more time. I will do my family proud. 11 misses. And at this point, he just lays down on the ground and just drops his weapon and just sobbing, sobbing mess. Urpax, your turn.
I literally have not moved in a minute. Is this the first time you've ever used a crossbow?
No, I went to training.
I love Papa Urpax.
And he's sobbing subsides and he just lays on the ground with a little bit of blood trickling out from his ears and his mouth. He is dead.
Okay.
He died from shame.
He did. Is there anything else you're going to do?
Nope. That's the one true power of a grandparent. Shame.
Shame. Clover, it's your turn.
So just the drider's still up then, right?
Yes. Yes.
And does it at least look like it's hurting pretty good?
It's not your turn.
And he looks at the drider and he's like, nothing can stop us. Adventurers always win. As he outstretches a hand, and he's going to cast Firebolt.
Mm.
Oh, Firebolt, not Fireball.
No, Firebolt. And I'm guessing 11 misses.
11 will not hit, correct.
But he's going to instruct the badgers to move over that way.
Okay, what's their speed? I think they can get there.
Let's see, 30 feet.
Okay, how are you moving them?
Let me see. I don't know how to do that ruler thing. How do I D&D? They're going to move there and there.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, can one get behind it? Let me see. No, they'll just go there and there. They'll just go there and there. So they'll be in melee, and then they're going to attack.
I can put this one in flanking.
Okay, you want that? That'll work.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
So then they're going to attack. Are they granted advantage based on that stuff? Probably not. That would be too OP.
Yeah.
Okay. So then they're going to attack. Two attacks each, a crit and a 19.
Okay, both hit.
So it'll be 7 damage for the first one, and then 7 damage for the second
Wait,
one.
Wait, Sean, did why you are double you not the rolling? Dice?
What?
Why are you not rolling for the crit?
Yeah, you need me double.
I guess I need to.
You roll another. You roll two d6s
instead of one.
Oh, okay, then I guess it'll be. So then the second attack will be the 7, and then it'll be 7 for the second attack. So 6 and a 7 for the first badger.
Okay.
Those are both 7, Sean.
Yeah, 14 total for the first badger. And then the second badger is going to attack a 15 and a crit again. Jesus.
So how does your badger want to do this?
Oh, he just... The first one just is, like, slashing madly, as the second one just pounces and bites and, like, rips out the throat of this rider. And
Delightful.
Then it spits the trachea on the ground, and then looks up at Clover.
It wags his little tail. No, I'm kidding.
Yep.
I think when Fennel sees this, is like, he like gets on one knee and starts rubbing the badger's head. He's like, who's a good badger?
And the badger just kind of proudly, like, kind of.
You should be careful. It might be rabid.
Congratulations. You have defeated the first boss of this counter.
Yay.
Yay.
We solved your drow puzzle.
What would you guys like to do?
Finish getting all of my stuff on.
Yep. Yeah, I find my gear, put my stuff back together.
Okay, so you start putting all your gear and gathering it all together, and you have two horses and a carriage. Also, congratulations.
I kind of want to look up in the distance where that fireball came from.
Yeah. Go ahead and make me a perception check.
I think I'm going to do the same thing.
Same.
Ooh, 22.
Nope, that's me. Oh, wait, no, mine was a crit fail.
There's a lot of trees up there, and it's a little dark. Fennel, you see
him, like, put his hand above, around his eyes, like, not goggles, but binoculars,
mm-hmm.
to look around and see, where did that fireball come from?
So, Throden and Fennel, you see two glowing eyes peering out from the bushes up on the cliff, and as soon as it notices that you kind of see it, it darts away quickly.
Hey, wait, we just want to thank you.
I wonder what that was.
Aw, that could have been a friend.
Not a lot of friendships start with fireballs.
Yes, but that's the most fun ones.
And Clover looks over you guys and says, wow, sirs and ma'ams, oh my gosh, that was so exciting. You all are very strong.
Thank you, and your spells were very helpful.
I tried my best, and we did it. Good one out.
What? Who are all you?
Me? I'm Clover. Clover Blossom. I'm from Haven.
I don't really know
of Haven. What's that like?
It's a small town.
These days.
My parents live there, and I was out, and then I just... Do I remember being taken?
You were out playing in the Fey Forest, and you heard a twig snap, and then there were drow.
Okay, and then the drow kidnapped me, and then I was on the cart, and now here we are.
I was going to see my very first town, but then all I remember was drow, and felt something hit my neck, and I woke up. I'd never been to town, so... Maybe we can go to Haven. You get to see your parents, and I get to see a town.
You would love it. My mom has a bakery, and we have awesome treats. Sometimes I steal them, but she doesn't know. Don't tell her that. As Clover kind of steps off the cart with his crutch and, like, hobbles over in your direction.
As you guys are introducing yourselves, you realize it's getting late. You've probably used a lot of energy, and maybe this is a good place to camp.
I've been just sitting here this whole damn time.
I'm kind of tired. Can we just rest up, maybe take a nap, maybe have some orange juice?
I would love to talk to you guys over a campfire and learn more about you. Is that something we can do? I mean, this is all so exciting for me.
I'd like to hear your story, little mouse man.
I'll absolutely tell you my story as Clover begins, like, gathering dry tinder in the area.
And Raquel, as you're kind of going through your belongings, making sure that you have everything.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
You open up your pouch and you're missing your stone.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to end.
That's shitty. Okay.
Yay! First save!
As
always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi or texting the champs line 7575CHAMPS. You can join our Reddit to see sweet TTC memes. That's turtle.fyi/Reddit. Join our Discord to just, you know, bullshit. And that's turtle.fyi/Discord. You can, of course, check out our merch store, turtle.fyi/. I think the most recent one is new merch. Yeesh. Email me if that doesn't work. And you can, of course, check us out on Twitter @TabletopChamps. I'm @Fung.
I'm @SeanTheDM. Which is
I'm
a bad
at the Void
number.
Man. Oh, it's a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat 20 Steph.
And I'm at the Nat 1 Lady.
Yay, Lauren.
Yay. Good job, Lauren. And thanks. Good job, Sean.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.